With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. The Research and Planning section of the Wyoming Department of Workforce Services has reported that the state's seasonally adjusted unemployment rate fell from 3.4% in March to 3.3% in April. Wyoming's unemployment rate has been trending downward since May of 2020 and is slightly lower than the current U.S. rate of 3.6%. Unemployment rates decreased from their year-ago levels in every county around the state. The largest decreases in April of 2022 occurred in Campbell, Natrona, Converse, Uinta, Sweetwater, and Sublette counties. Nathan Jason Heitman has been bound over on 5 felony theft counts. The fiancé of Irene Gakwa, missing since February, had his preliminary hearing late last week in circuit court and is currently out on $10,000 bond.
Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. A Gillette woman has been sentenced to almost 3 years in prison and 3 years supervised probation for wire fraud using an unauthorized access device and making false statements to the IRS. Alexa Kinney was also sentenced to pay over $170,000 in restitution. Kinney created 3 different schemes to defraud others, including a fraudulent investment opportunity, using someone's credit card without permission, and submitting a false statement to the IRS to claim economic impact payments. Sports will be back at Gillette College, but there are questions about timeline and what the process should look like. In a $16 million preliminary budget for the upcoming year, Gillette Community College District trustees reviewed positions for an athletic director, the continuation of the school's rodeo program, a men's and women's basketball coach, men's and women's soccer coach, and a women's volleyball coach. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.